Dr. Schneer dictating a 6-minute walk test on James Gannon. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward on 5/18/22. Mr. Gannon performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 364 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remains 96%, period. In paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E. Webb, W-E-B-B. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 5/18/22, Mrs. Webb performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there's no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Elkins. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 5/18/22, Mr. Elkins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11/30/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Ronnie Raby, R-A-B-Y. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 5/18/22, Mrs. Raby performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 323 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 93%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Jerome Kirkman. This goes to Dr. Bo Koop. On 5/18/22, Mr. Kirkman performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 449 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 93%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on David Putnam. This goes to Dr. Rudyk, R-U-D-Y-K. On 5/18/22, Mr. Putnam performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/9/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Schmidt. This goes to the VA. On 5/18/22, Mr. Schmidt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a severe impairment in flow rates without improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/18/22, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some progression compared to 1/18/22, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Diana Little, L-I-D-D-L-E, and this goes to the VA. On 5/18/22, Mrs. Little performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing just period. Next, 6-minute walk test on same patient, Diana Little. This goes to the VA. On 5/18/22, Mrs. Little performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92%, period. After walking 304 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 91%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gerald Dowlin, D-O-W-L-I-N. This goes to Dr. Matt Williams. On 5/18/22, Mr. Dallin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/8/21, there's been no significant change period to paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Audrey Hickson, H-I-X-O-N. This goes to Heather Murrow, comma, PA, on 5/18/22. Mrs. Hickson performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment of flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/19/22, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Thank you. Mm-hmm.